9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it
when you're dancing.
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
Best 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know?
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Five more minutes until Rough Riders baseball. Until Rough Riders baseball.
me down.
Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your slide, when you say us, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Well, how are you? Welcome back to Riders Field, and a gloomy Tuesday evening. Just in front of us as the Riders back in Frisco, and they start a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers tonight. Silver Slugger Tuesday at the ballpark, and so fans 65 and up get a $10 ticket at the Riders box office. And certainly good to be back in North Texas as well. I certainly know that's the case for my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley. Zach, a little bit of a recap. Despite Frisco getting out hit 12-6 on Sunday against the Rockhounds, they come away with the win on Sunday. They come away with the series win. And overall, it looked like pitching, batting as well. There were some strong points that the Riders want to roll over tonight.
There certainly were. It was the first game yesterday or on Sunday that the Rough Riders were out hit by their opponent and came away with a victory. So very impressive for Frisco. Overall, four wins out of six games. You're going to take that on the road. And at the end of the day, the starting pitching was very good for the Rough Riders. You saw a lot of five-inning performances, which is always good to see as we've entered May now, and now you're starting to see the starters get extended a little bit. J.P. Martinez and Johnny Ornelas absolutely on fire, and the Rough Riders continuing to hit home runs, which is going to be really important as we continue to go forward, because here at home, in the beginning against Arkansas, it wasn't a lot of power from Frisco. Just one home run in that three-game series against Arkansas, and so they're looking for a little bit more power out of their bats, as over their last 12 games, they've hit 18 home runs after hitting just three in their first nine, and that's more what we saw in Midland.
That was a Rockhounds team that offensively not only paced the Texas League, but most of minor league baseball for a stretch out of the gate there at the start.
Hitting team in all minor league baseball entering this series, and we finally saw that with the 12 hits in the last game of the series, but ultimately the Rough Riders pitching staff really dominated, and it was Frisco's offensive attack that looked better in that series. And granted, they're still sixth in minor league baseball in offense on the batting average side, so it's not like they're a slouch by any means, but Frisco has been really consistent up and down the lineup, hitting and really just doing everything they can to scratch out runs late. That's 14 victories this season, 14-7 for Frisco. 8 come from behind victories out of the 14, so that's impressive stuff.
And sharp pitching out of the pen as well. That's certainly something that we've seen this year. There was a stretch for the Riders in that three-game win streak. They've averaged 12 hits a game, I should say, 36 total in that three-game win streak. So offensively doing some really good things as well. Well, and we did talk about relief pitching. We'll catch up with the Riders reliever Seth Nordlund on the other end of this break. We had a chance to catch up with him for the first time this season and get his perspective on North Texas, comparing with the neighboring state, Arizona, as well. That's on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco and Arkansas starting a 6-game series tonight at 6:35.
Carpetek safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetek has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Little Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way.
So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, and we're joined by Riders reliever Seth Nordlund. Seth, how you doing today? How's your first couple of weeks been in Frisco going?
It's been great. I mean, this place has been everything I could have imagined. I mean, I'm from Phoenix, and I'd say this is probably a little better.
A little better. Why's that?
I just like the people here a lot better, and the scenery is much, much greener.
What happened to the facial hair that you had to start the season? What's the story there?
If anybody remembers my first outing, it was a little rough, so mustache came off, and since then it's been a lot better, so it worked.
We'll dive a little deeper in how the year's gone for you, but first, go back to your road to come here to Frisco, starting all the way back at Gateway Junior College. I mean, when you look back and kind of reminisce on that, what do you think yourself as a person has changed the most and as a player the most since then?
Honestly, it's been a pretty tough ride. I mean, coming out of high school, I didn't have any offers to go anywhere. Gateway was the only option. And since then, it's just been an uphill battle and an uphill ride. But Rob Shabansky over there at Gateway gave me a chance. We call him Chubbs. And now there's three guys from that team my sophomore year playing Double A now. So it's pretty cool. And he gave me the chance, and here I am.
When you think about you in junior college, did you have any interest from the Rangers at the time, or was that a bit of a surprise when it came draft day and your name was called?
At that point, I was ready. Like, I knew I was going to get drafted because of the year I had had. But going into, like, my first game that year of sophomore year, like, I was throwing 87 miles an hour, and I had no idea what was to come that year. But I just focused and worked with the coaches and stuff, and it all came together.
What was Spokane like?
Yeah, playing in junior college and then going to the AZL, like maybe played in front of 150 people at max, and you get up there and the first night I pitch and there's 7,000 people there, it was like culture shock. But I ended up meeting my wife there, and we have a baby on the way, so
wow.
yeah, like 2018 was a really cool year.
Congrats, man. Well, in the off season, from going from Hickory, now you're at the AA level, what do you think were, when you look back at the summer that you just had in the spring, what were some of the things that got you to maybe this point to get you ready for the season?
Yeah, last year, like towards the end of the year, I started developing a sinker. I never had that before in my life. Decided to just take it out to the game one day, and then over the offseason, I threw that all the time, and now that's my primary fastball, is that sinker, and that's really like allowed me to take that into the game.
What's your perspective on, it's just a pretty loaded group of guys, relievers, starters, what, and just Jeff Anders, too, your pitching coach. What's been your perspective on working with those guys and what you've picked up from them?
Yeah, I mean, this is the most talented roster I've ever been a part of. It's pretty crazy to be able to, you know, pitch behind these guys and all that, and it just gives you a lot of pride coming out of the bullpen knowing that, like, I'm protecting these guys' games and stuff like that. It's a really special opportunity.
What's your favorite thing about Mesa, Arizona?
Ooh, Mesa, Arizona, I would say the winters. The winters are awesome, like 70 degrees during the day, 40 degrees at night, like could not be better golfing and all that stuff.
Bit of a golfer?
Yeah, I love golfing. I try to golf once a week, but it doesn't always happen.
What's it look like on this team? I talked to Sean Chandler about golfing a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you make of the guys here?
There's a lot of talent here. Like, there's a lot of guys that can shoot in the just about par golf, so it's wow. Like... if you're not shooting under 80, you're not competing here on this team. So
55 today here in Frisco. Is this like a winter day for you back home, or colder than winter, basically?
Yeah, a little cold. Like, I was definitely out here in my jacket during BP and stuff, so very cold.
Nice. Appreciate your time, Seth Nordland. Best of luck to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jarrett with you, Zach Bigley to my left, and Frisco returning home for a six-game series starting tonight against the Arkansas Travelers. 6:35 Central first pitch time. Have some opportunity and some time to take a look at the other games going on around the rest of the Texas League tonight. Everyone else starting their six-game series as Northwest Arkansas on the road, taking on Springfield at Hammonds Field. That's the Naturals at 10-11 and Springfield at 9-12. So pretty even records going at it starting their series tonight. San Antonio and Corpus Christi begin a six-game stretch tonight as well. That one's at Whataburger Field. The Hooks and Missions beginning tonight. They're in the warm-up stages in just a few moments. Then at 8:05, or I should say 7:05 Central, 8:05 Eastern, Tulsa and Wichita going at it. What's making up to be a really talent-laden series between the Drillers and the Wind Surge. That one's in Wichita at Riverfront Stadium. So excited to see how that six-game series goes. Seen some really good stuff out of Tulsa this season. Wichita has also done a lot of things in the north as well, so excited to see how that series shakes down. And then Amarillo and Midland, a pair of teams flirting with 500, starting their six-game series tonight. This one will be in the Texas Panhandle. Soddies hosting the Rockhounds at 7:05 Eastern. So we'll bring you all the action as that one starts in a little bit more. Let's get you back in here on the horn and talk about tonight's starting pitching matchup. This is a guy in Zach Kent that's a top 25 Rangers prospect at the 21st Rangers prospect. That's how they rank him. And a guy that's making his first home start tonight. Last time the Riders were here, he was on the IL, so got to think that in front of the home fans, able to take them out for the first time this season.
Yeah, we're excited to see Kent here today and kind of the improvements that he's going to be making over the course of his last couple of starts. He made his first start in San Antonio, went on the injured list, and then came back and made another start down in Midland. And I think for Kent, it's a lot of things, but the slider is really important. It's one of the best sliders that you'll find on this team, and that's saying something because there's a lot of talent here. His fastball command and his slider have to work in unison together. And when they do, he's elite. And we saw that last year against Arkansas when he threw five shutout innings on the road against this Arkansas Travelers team. We haven't seen that yet this year. We hope to see that today, that's
well,
for sure.
Well, and maybe tonight. Maybe a home start can do it where, again, the only two appearances that he's had this season were in San Antonio, then recently in Midland. So, and that's a really potent Midland offense that we found out entering that series. So a chance for the home fans to take them out tonight and maybe try and duplicate some of that success at the end of the year with Frisco in.
Yeah, that's the hope. You really want to feel more comfortable at home, and I'm sure Zach does feel more comfortable at home. And I think the biggest thing, ultimately, is that comfortability, because we know he has the talent. It's just about finding that, the ability to tap into that here. And I think that he's going to do that. It's a really good guy he's facing, and Levi Stout as well.
Yeah, now taking a look at Stout. This is Stout that is also a top prospect, but we will talk about it a little bit more when we return to Riders Field. It's national anthem time. Frisco and Arkansas starting their six-game series tonight with a 6:35 start time. We'll have first pitch next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or 72-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Riders are back on the road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season. Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be. No.
I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
And now, It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders are back home, and they take on the Arkansas Travelers in the first game of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field. We're high atop it here in Frisco, Texas, alongside Chris Jarrett. My name is Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along and happy to be back home. The Frisco Rough Riders at 14-7. Welcome in the Arkansas Travelers, and Chris, let's take a look at those starting lineups.
Let's do it, Zach. We'll start first with the visiting Travelers. They've got the second baseman, Kaden Polkovich, leading off. Third baseman, Joe Rizzo, batting second. And the first baseman, Jake Shiner, bats third from the right side. Jack Larson, a new face we didn't see the first time around, the designated hitter, batting cleanup. Zach Deloach in right. Cade Marlowe in center, batting sixth. Jake Anchia behind the plate, the catcher, bats seventh. Riley Unruh, the shortstop. And Tanner Kerwer, rounding out the bottom of the card.
All right, we'll get the Rough Riders lineup in the bottom half. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way. A high pop-up left side, foul territory. Ornelas into foul territory. He's up. One pitch, one out for Zach Ken, and we are officially underway at 6:35 in the p.m. tonight. Rough Riders at 14-7, the best record in the Texas League, taking on Arkansas 9-12. They've lost five in a row, and a tough go for the Travelers, especially offensively. As Joe Rizzo steps in from the left side, here's the windback by Kent, and he delivers home. A fastball in there at the top of the zone for a strike, and the count to 0-1. Joe Rizzo hitting just .224, playing in his 21st game, and that's kind of how the team has gone, the 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. This Arkansas team is last in the Texas League in all four slash line categories. 1-1 on the way. Off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. On the other side, the Rough Riders are sixth in all minor league baseball in batting average and one of the better offensive teams in the Texas League. Kent back into his wind. He kicks and fires the 2-1. A high pop left side, foul territory again. Kent chasing with Ornelas, the third baseman whose hat flies off, makes the catch on the warning track right in front of his own dugout. And there's out number two. A couple pop-outs into foul territory on the third base side. Two up, two down, and Jake Shiner bats now for the Travs. No score here in the top of the first. So a perfect opportunity for Zach Kent to try and get back going. No record, an 8-1-0 ERA for the number 21 prospect in the Rangers organization, making his third start of the season. First base side of the rubber, shoulders square to third base. He's back into his wind, and the first pitch to the righty. On the outside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. 6'3", 208-pounder. Kent, a right-handed pitcher, 23 years old, native of Virginia. He's back into his wind, the 0-1. Fastball sears the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. Kent making his third start of the season, trying to pitch deeper than the fourth inning. 0-2. Low off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Defense behind him looks like this. Dustin Harris in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Sandro Fabian in right field. Johnny Ornelas at third, Ezekiel Duran. Trey Hare is at first. The offering in. Slider checks up inside. They appeal. And Ben Engstrand, our first base umpire, said he was able to hold up. Two balls, two strikes. David Garcia does the catching today for Zach Kent. And he sets up low and away. Kent's offering. Soft tapper foul, third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. You heard from Ben Engstrand. Jake Bruner is our crew chief and home plate umpire here in this three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Alex Nash down the third baseline. 2-2 to Shiner. Check swing, high fastball, and it's three balls and two strikes. Kent trying to work a clean first inning. He works from the wind. He's back into it in the payoff home. Slider, strike three called right on the inside corner. Zach Kent, a 1-2-3 first. He ends it with a strikeout No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom one coming up. Rough Riders will take on Levi Stout when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seat for comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
JP Martinez sent to lead it off for the Rough Riders. No score as we play here in the bottom half of the first inning. Levi Stout on the mound, the right-hander for the Travelers. He looks over the top of his glove, back into his windup in the first bench. Martinez swings, cracks it deep down the right field line, and foul. Got out in front of it and hammered it. 366 feet, but a foul ball, and it's 0-1. Martinez trying to jump on the first pitch of the ballgame. Stout takes that as a warning from the first base side of the rubber, the 0-1. A swing and a soft tapper this time, first baseline. Stout chasing it, second baseman Polkovich, bare hands, no play. Martinez beats it out. Infield single. So he hits it 366 feet foul. And then a little soft tapper up the first baseline. He picks up an infield hit. Ezekiel Duran bats now. Rough Riders with their first base runner. One batter into the game, no score. Rough Riders lineup: J.P. Martinez, Ezekiel Duran, Dustin Harris, Blaine Krim, Justin Foscue, Johnny Ornelas, David Garcia, Trey Hare, Sandro Fabian. Here in this series opener, and a pitch clock violation already on Levi Stout. One ball, no strikes. You have 18 seconds with the runner aboard. Here's the stretch and the pitch. This is down in the dirt. Duran takes. And it's two balls, no strikes, and already a pitch clock violation. That's something that got a little bit of publicity on Twitter, Chris, as we saw there was a strike three call in that game on Sunday with Midland. Here's the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch, Martinez takes off, pitches low and away, throw to second, not in time. Martinez with his team-high 10th stolen base of the season. Three balls, no strikes on Duran.
Yeah, in a game that you were there for. Had the opportunity to see that in person and just kind of gained a lot of traction after, well, I think people see a small sample. They see a very limited perspective on maybe what happened in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, at the end of the day, what happened was there were two strikes. There was a pitch clock violation on the batter. The pitch. Check swing roller, right side. Shiner, the first baseman, gobbles, takes to the bag himself and retires Duran. So on a 3-0 green light, a check swing grounded to first. Three unassisted, one out. J.P. Martinez to third. No score. Bottom half of the first inning. Here's Dustin Harris. With two strikes, it was strike three on an automatic strike. And that gets shared around Twitter. Everyone just sees that. The reality of it is, it was the 21st game of the season, and it was the first time we'd seen it on strike three. Infield comes in. Here's the set. Pitch to Harris. Takes a slider for a breaking ball in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And ultimately, I think you would agree, Chris, that the pitch clock has been very good for the game this year. Here's the set. 0-1. Hard liner into right field. Base hit. Martinez comes in to score, and Dustin Harris gives the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead with a first-inning RBI single. A hard line drive off the left-handed batter's bat into right field, and probably a play that Caden Polkovic, the second baseman, might have been able to make a play on if he would have been playing back, but with the infield in, it's an RBI single for Dustin Harris as he continues to do nothing but hit. And here's Blaine Krim. 1-0 Frisco here in the first. Pitch home. He takes one on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Pitch clock has been doing a lot of good things.
Yeah, it has, back on that point. I think it's really kept things moving for the most part, and it's kept pitchers sharp. They have to keep working fast.
0-1. Krim takes low and inside. It's 1-1.
Nothing's ever looked artificial. Everything's felt pretty natural. Games have certainly felt faster, but I think that was really the first time that it looked really bad.
Side, 1-2. I think you're right. And obviously, it's so easy to cherry pick certain situations and say that things look bad when they really didn't. And I think that was one of those situations. Of course, you never want to see a hitter go back to the dugout without any say in what happened. But ultimately, a good thing so far. 1-2 on the way to Krim. Harris takes off, swinging a high pop back this way, up over our heads. 1-2. I think that landed right on top of us, right on the roof.
It's just a cable guy.
Rudolph?
Right.
1-2 on Krim, 1-out, 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the first inning. Stout from the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out with a slider off the outside corner. Krim goes down, the second out here in the first, and Justin Foscue bats now. Give me the defense behind Levi Stout. Tanner Kerwer in left, Kate Marlowe in center, and Zach Deloach out in right field. Joe Rizzo has third. Riley Unroh at short. Caden Polkovic at second. Jake Shiner is the first baseman, and Jake Anchia does the catching back behind home for Stout. He works from the stretch. Red glove at the bell. And the pitch to Foscue. A swing and a fly ball hit to center field and shallow. Cade Marlowe coming in. The shortstop Unroh going back. And the shortstop Unroh makes the over-the-shoulder catch and crashes in softly to Marlowe coming in from center. That retires the side on a nice play from Unroh. One run across from the Rough Riders, though, on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Frisco, 1-0 advantage as we go to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco with a 1-0 lead as we go to the top of the second inning. RBI single from Dustin Harris puts Frisco out in front. Jack Larson, Zach Deloach, Cade Marlowe, the three due up for Arkansas against Zach Kent, who threw a 1-2-3 first inning. Left-hander at the plate, right-hander winds and deals. Fastball in there for a called strike right down the heart of the plate at 94 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Kent needed just 12 pitches in that first, 0-1. Fouled back behind home off Garcia's mask, the catcher, and it's 0-2. Seven strikes in that first inning for the 12 pitches. And the right-hander looked very strong. It's exactly what you wanted to see out of Zach Kent coming into this start. Former ninth-round selection by the Rangers in 2019. He peels in the 0-2. Strike three called right on the inside corner at the knees. He rings him up on a perfectly located 95-mile-an-hour heater. Back-to-back looking strikeouts, and there's one away here in the second. Zach Deloach stands in now. The Hebron High School kid, the local, number 12 prospect in the organization, went to Texas A&M. First pitch home. Breaking ball inside, one ball, no strikes. Deloach, in the opening series, stayed at home with his family, and he's doing the same here in this series. 1-0. He swings, drills it out to deep left field. Harris going back to the warning track, looking up at the wall. It hits off the very top of the wall. Martinez collects from center, and Deloach pulls in at second with a double with one out here in the second inning. Boy, he crushed that. 103 off the bat. 385 feet right off the top of the wall. Just barely missed getting it out of here. Runner at second, and here's Cade Marlowe. Fastball just outside, one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders leading 1-0, but a runner in scoring position for Arkansas already. Here in the second. For Zach Kennan, it's his third start of the year. Offering in. Off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Both starts have come on the road. His first start in San Antonio, he went four innings, allowing three runs all earned on five hits, struck out one and walked three. Not the start you're expecting from Zach Kent. There's the set. 2-0. Chopper to first. Trey Hare comes up on it. Makes the pick off to his left side, chest high. Steps in the bag himself. And there are two outs. Deloach on to third base on the play. Two on, or I should say two outs now. One on. 1-0 Rough Riders. Top second. Jake Anchia, the catcher, bats now. And in his last start, Kent allowed three runs in just 2 2/3 innings against Midland. He rocks and fires. Off the outside corner in the dirt, nice pick by Garcia, one ball, no strikes. The Kent we saw last year struck a lot of batters out. Was in the strike zone, that hard slider at 88 to 89 miles an hour, and that good fastball in the mid-90s. He hasn't looked as comfortable as we saw him last year so far this season. He deals in the 1-0. Breaking ball just misses off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Earlier in the year, Jeff Andrews, Riders pitching coach, described Zach Kent as probably the best four-pitch mix guy we have on the team. 2-0. He pours in a curve on the inside corner for a strike. It's two balls, one strike. Big part, and that was the slider. And usually it's a fastball-slider combination, but he'll throw fastball, curveball, slider, change. 2-1. Off the outside edge, again missing with the slider. Three balls, one strike. Second career start against the Travs. His first came back on August 21st of last year. 3-1. Fastball, high and tight, ball four. Two-out walk puts runners on the corners. 1-0 Frisco, top of the second. And Riley Unroe makes his way to the plate. He was really good in that start last year in Arkansas. Five innings, shutout baseball. Allowed five hits, struck out seven, and walked two. Ended up being a 2-1 loss for the Rough Riders. But Kent was dominant. That was just his second start with the Rough Riders. The pitch home. Unroe swings, cracks it into right field for a base hit. Deloach comes in to score. And Chia around second. He's on his way to third, and he's in there easily. An RBI single for Riley Unroe ties us at 1-1 here in the top of the second. First pitch swinging. Unroe lining a base hit to right field. So 1-1 ball game here in the top of the second, and Tanner Kerwer bats. Right-handed batter in the nine spot. Kent trying to get out of the inning. He extended it with a two-out walk before that single. Kerwer, the pitch home, a swing and a grounder out to short. Duran has it, flips underhand to second base where Justin Foscue awaits He takes it with a left foot on the bag, and there's the final out in the second. Zach Kent allows a run on two hits, no errors, and two left on the base paths. Rough Riders and Travelers all tied up at 1-1 as we go to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to begin May with a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, which features a loaded promotional schedule. On Friday night, the Riders roll out FC Dallas Nights. Fans can come early to get their co-branded Riders FC Dallas scarves. Then on Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby at the Diamond, featuring racing-themed on-field games, giveaways, and more. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride! Is your business, we're talking workflow woes, document deviation, print service problems, or any kind of digital solution distress? Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution, big or small. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at ZenoDallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For the last 25 years, we have been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the rest of North Texas, and are certainly proud to be partnered with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Help us celebrate Cinco de Mayo as the Riders wear their Copa de la Diversión jerseys for the first time this season on Thursday, May 5th, and take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Join the party with the Blue Northern Heart Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission to Thursday's game and into the largest Lazy River party in baseball with $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Heart Seltzers. And for the entire ballpark, half off all beer and wine. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch into Johnny Ornelas is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's Ornelas, Garcia, and Trey Hare all tied up at 1-1, bottom half of the second. The pitch on the way, swinging a grounder foul back behind home, 0-2. Ornelas absolutely on fire in the month of April and hoping to carry that over into May, hitting .370 through his first 18 games, 0-2. He swings, cracks it foul back behind home in the air. And it's still no balls, two strikes. Ornelas has made some changes, but the biggest thing is he said he's seeing the ball really well, and his pitch selection has been probably the best it's been while he's been in the minors. 0-2 off the outside corner. And it's one ball and two strikes. Ornelas, the youngest player on the Rough Riders and the 10th youngest player in the Texas League. 1-2. Swinging a liner right side, and it's foul. Still one ball, two strikes. He stands in there. Turned 22 later this month on the 26th. The right-hander from the first base side of the rubber. Stout delivers. Bounces it in there way out in front of home. And Chia keeps it in front, but nobody aboard. Two balls, two strikes on Ornelas. And, Chris, really, it's been impressive to watch Ornelas swing the bat.
Yeah, just a really steady contact hitter. He's put the ball in play a lot.
2-2. On the ground right side, Polkovic, the second baseman, gets in front of it to his left. He fields, throws him out, and there's one away.
Like right there, it's a good at-bat. Take five pitches off the arm of Stout. Puts one in play and then uses the athleticism down the first baseline. Didn't give up on it. You'll take that, a five-pitch at-bat, even though it doesn't result in anything to start the inning.
Ellis is out number one. 1-1 ball game. Bottom half of the second. Here's Garcia. First pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Garcia, like Ornelas, very young. Just 22 years old. 0-1. He swings, gives it a ride deep down the right field line towards the corner and foul. Another one that had home run distance. Just foul by about 10 or 15 feet. 0-2.
I'm keeping track over here, and I have it as the second home run foul ball.
That sounds correct. 0-2. Check swing on a ball low. He went around, and Garcia strikes out. With two outs here in the second on the second strikeout for Levi Stout. 1-1 ball game. Rough Riders with an RBI single from Dustin Harris in the first. Riley Unroe countered with an RBI single of his own in the top of the second. Trey Hare bats with two outs and the base is clear for the Rough Riders. Stout looks over a red glove, Right-hander winds and deals. Down low and inside in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Hare playing at first base today for the first time. Usually a spot that Blaine Krim is occupying. He's the DH today. 1-0. Hare swings, comes up empty on a fastball high. One ball and one strike. Stout making his second start here in this building. He started it on game two of the season. Right in the dirt, kicks up some chalk right in front of Trey Hare. Two balls, one strike. Picked up the loss in that game, allowing a pair of runs over five innings. He struck out three and walked two. He peels in the 2-1. High fly ball into left center field, sending Kerwer back. He's just shy of the warning track. Backpedaling a couple steps, makes the catch just to his left. And the side comes to a close in order here in the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders turned away in order by Levi Stout. And it's a 1-1 ball game as we go to the top of the third, where Chris Jarrett takes over on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at RidersBaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're on a piece between Frisco and Arkansas as we're back to Riders Field. Under the lights on Tuesday night, Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, Zach Kent, first pitch. And it breezes outside, ball one. Kent allowed the first Arkansas run to be plated in the top of the second. The 1-0 pitch. Runs the fastball up high. Now two balls, no strikes. Dealing with 9-1-2 as Tanner Kerwer stands in. Two balls, no strikes. Ready lefty. He tried the slider and it missed outside. Three ball, no strike count for Kent for the first time tonight. It's been solid at starts to count so far. 3-0 misses for ball four. First time that the Travelers put the leadoff man aboard, and it's off of the first walk allowed by Kent. He's been pretty solid so far tonight. Top of the order to Caden Polkovich. Switch hitter, second baseman will bat from the left side. And the first pitch to him. There's the fastball that just misses for ball one. Beg your pardon, it's a second walk as Anchia was put aboard in the second inning. Throwback to first.
Of course, you never want to walk anybody, but the two times you don't want to, lead off and with two outs. And that's what Ken has done so far. The other walk extended the inning before an RBI single.
Next toss to Rizzo. Rings the zone for a called strike one. Yeah, Polkovich was aggressive in his first at-bat to lead the game off. Chasing swing, popped it up to the infield that Ornelas was nearby for. 1-1. Opposite way over the net on a late swing. A swinging strikeout tonight. Back-to-back looking K's to end the first, start the second for the right-handed starter. Just underway as we're fresh past 7 o'clock from Frisco, Texas. Polkovich leads at first. One ball, two strikes. Kent throws home. Again, a late swing. Pops off the top of the bat of Rizzo, and he stays alive. Still 1-2. First home start for Zach Kent. That sounded like a souvenir. Six appearances with the Riders to end 2021 after a strong showing in Hickory. 1-2 outside. Garcia stood up to Jeff Polkovich back to first. Count is now even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Last year, Kent, to make his way to Frisco, goes 6-2 in Hickory. 2.83 ERA and 14 total appearances, made 9 starts with the Crawdads. Time called. Next toss from Kent. In the air. This one won't hang around as it makes its way over the net. Garcia makes sure of it. And the count will stay 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, Riders Field got a chair of rain the last couple of nights. Early morning, a few nights ago, and then yesterday. Tarp off the field, then back on, then this morning back off. Kent's 2-2. Again, a late swing. Rizzo battling in this at-bat. Just getting the bat on the ball. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. There's a baseball dad doing it both. Again, the 2-2 runner goes outside. Stopped by Duran, and Polkovich able to make his way to second on a stolen bag. Count now full to the third baseman, Rizzo. Arkansas with the top of the order to start the third inning. And Kent will step off. Both teams with a pair of hits. For Arkansas, they both came in the second on a double. And then a Riley Unroe base hit. 3-2. Hard ground ball left side. Couple hops. Scooped on the ground by Foscue. He'll throw to Hare for first and a long at bat. That results in out number 3. Polkovich advances to third. And there's the first out of the third inning. Jake Shiner's next. First baseman stands in. Righty, righty, the first pitch. Hard ground ball on the ground to Duran at short. He'll throw it to Hare at first, and one pitch. Out number 2, Polkovich scores from third, and Arkansas takes a 2-1 lead in the third. Lead off 4-pitch walk to the second baseman, Polkovich comebacks to bite Kent. And now here's Jack Larson. Righty-lefty, the first toss. In the air, out to left field. Shallow enough for Harris to sprint to the line and makes a backwards grab. Almost overstretched. Wynn maybe got a hold of it a little bit, but Dustin Harris hauls it in for out number 3, and that'll bring the third inning to a close. A run comes in for the Travs on no hits, and Arkansas in front 2-1. We'll come back for the bottom half on the Riders Baseball Network.
Yes, we! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third inning starts now. And it's a 2-1 ball game. Riders, after scoring first, find themselves trailing 2-1. Levi Stout back on the hill. First pitch sinks low. One ball, no strike to the 9-hitter on the card. Sandro Fabian, the right fielder, stands in. Ready, ready, the next pitch. Fabian waited on it, but it tailed outside of the zone. A little low. Two balls, no strikes to the right fielder. His first at-bat tonight. Stout slows the pace, now comes home. Able to find the inside portion. It's now two balls and a strike. Riders won their last 3 of 4 in Midland to take their third series of the season. 2-1. Ground ball foul. Little chopper. Getter at third base, and it's an even count, 2-2. Stout, a long pause, and now the break even. Way outside. Full count to the leadoff hitter, Fabian. Riders went down 1-2-3 in the second. Payoff pitch. Ground ball over towards second. Polkovich there for it. He'll throw to first, and it pulls Shiner a little off the bag, but able to get there in time. The crowd saw the foot drag just a little bit. There's out number one. Top of the order for the center fielder, Martinez. Six consecutive retired for Stout. Next pitch. Floater. Martinez knew it. Dots the zone for a called strike one. Riders team that improved to 10-2 in Midland. 0-1. Hard line drive down the first baseline, and it drops in the Travs bullpen, 0-2. 10-2 away from Riders Field this season for Frisco. 4-5 at home, and that started with taking the opening weekend series against these Arkansas Travelers. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Martinez folded on strikes, three pitches, and there's two away. Seven straight retired for Stout. Three of those seven on strikes, all swinging. See if Ezekiel Duran could break up the streak. Infield changed positions a little bit. First pitch to him. And misses for ball one. Unroh will shift a little bit more to his right and deeper. 1-0. Waited on it, and a lazy fly ball out to center. Marlowe now meeting in the alley with Deloach, and it's the center fielder, Cade Marlowe, that hauls it in for out number three. Ratter, 8 in a row retired for Levi Stout. He's settling into tonight's ballgame. 2-1 Travs. We go to the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specifically designed to help teams connect with their fans to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at goandeater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trabs lead it 2-1 as we start the fourth. And Zach Kemp ready to roll. First pitch. It's in there for a called strike one. 5-6-7 for Arkansas. They'll send Deloach to the plate first. Got the scoring started in the second for the Trabs. 0-1. Waits on it. It misses outside. County's even up. Riders Field was just tall enough in left field to contain a long fly. 1-1. Little upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Second pitch for Deloach. He turned it into a one-out double. Coming to score from the shortstop, Riley Unroh, a base hit. 2-1 from Kent. Still trying the outside edge and missing. Count works to 3-1 for the righty Kent that was flirting with 40 pitches to end the third. 3-1. Outside, he lost him. Another inning that starts with a walk for Kent, now 2 in a row after Caden Polkovich led the third with a 4-pitch walk. An inning that ended defensively for Frisco, a run on no hits. Something you certainly don't like to see after the second baseman stole second base. Here's Cade Marlowe. First pitch. Fastball that misses tightly. Ball one. Six-game series starting tonight. Silver Slugger Tuesday at Riders Field. Now the 1-0. That's in there. And a loud called strike one. Jake Bruner behind the plate tonight, and our crew chief, Ben Engstrand and Alex Nash in the field. Kent's count is even. The 1-1. Fastball and a late swing by Marlowe. Cues him over the net. And now Kent in the driver's seat, 1-2. A guy in Zach Kent that we mentioned is making his first start for the Riders fans at home this season. Everything's been on the road and away from Riders Field. In San Antonio, and then recently in Midland last Tuesday. 1-2. Ground ball foul down the first baseline. Count remains a ball and two strikes as Fabian will jog in to shag it. Boy, a gloomy night in Frisco and conditions that will not last. 90s this upcoming weekend. 1-2. Fastball ran it high for ball two. Counts
ready
even.
For that?
Yes, sir.
I think we all are.
I think so. No, we felt 90. I felt 90 down here so far, so it'll be nice. Today certainly felt nice. Two balls, two strikes. Outside. Try to get Marlowe to chase, but now the count is full, 3-2.
Yeah, just you wait.
I am ready, my friend. Curious to hear how the other guys perceive this weather. 3-2. Foul ball. Count remains full with Deloach at first base. Thought he'd be going, but just one out. I talked to Eric Dorton earlier today. Caught him in between the tunnel and the field. It's the Riders' hitting coach. He's a native of Texas. 3-2. Way outside for ball four. A pair of walks to begin the fourth inning for Zach Kent. That'll bring up the catcher, Jake Anchia. Infield will come in to have a quick word with Kent as there's two aboard and nobody out to start the fourth inning. Travs lead it. 2-1 our score. And I said to Eric, I said, this nice to you. You like this weather? Is this just cold? And he said, nope, I love it.
Interesting.
And for a Texas guy, it kind of surprised me.
Yeah, that is a little surprising.
So this to me feels nice. This to me is comfortable weather where you can wear clothes, you can still be warm and not be miserable.
Yeah.
Monday here to begin the work week was like 65-70% humidity.
Yeah.
And like 75, I think even 80 on Monday. I called it air you can wear.
It's not humid today, that's for sure.
Right. Pitch. Almost hit him. Inside for ball one. This might surprise you. What would you ballpark the humidity to be right now? For fans that aren't here, this one's over the net. Count is even a ball and a strike. It's 63 degrees and cloudy, and it was even cooler this morning. What would you guess?
The feels like is the same as the actual temperature. Feels like it's 63.
Feels like it's 63. That'd be right. You'd be right.
I guess around 60%.
Ball and a strike. Back to the screen on a late chop from Anchia. It's now 1-2. Go higher.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
80?
You're right there. 76% humidity.
Wow.
And I guess you wouldn't, I don't know.
I guess there's a lot of moisture in the air. It doesn't have.
The Apple Weather app really makes you sound smart. I mean really makes you sound smart. Kent, meanwhile, working 1-2 with no outs. The pitch. Hard fly ball down the left field line, and that one will just hook foul. And Chia gives it a ride for strike. It stays 1-2. Nonetheless, the fifth pitch of the at-bat coming. Yeah, 76% humidity. The dew point, it's 55 degrees right now.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Interesting,
yeah.
Okay.
I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't.
One,
your glove
popped, yeah, fishing net. We do need a net. We've said that around here. That right there would be a perfect time for a fishing net.
Yeah, right back to us. Okay, there's no way you can get the fishing net out of
I'd
the window.
I'd have it right here.
There's
I'd
no
have
chance.
It right next to me.
Okay.
94 Saturday, 96 on Sunday. Gonna crank it up. The 1-2. Late swing right into the glove of Hare, and he'll now run down Marlowe and apply the tag. Three unassisted double play and heads-up defensive stand by Trey Heron. Two gone.
I don't know what Marlowe was doing. That doesn't matter.
Right.
Can't advance. That's a big, big
That's
couple
huge.
Outs.
I think more importantly, it keeps Deloach at second as Jeff Andrews will spend a mound visit with two outs in the fourth. And those watching on stream got another good look. Right place, right time for Trey Hare. That one could have been runs, plural, if it sneaks down the right field line. Off goes Andrews, and we're ready with two outs. And Deloach at second for the shortstop, Riley Unroe. He's produced already tonight. A chance to do it again. Or Kent works through the fourth. Righty-lefty is first pitch. You betcha.
A good thing about coming off an off day is the bullpen is well-rested. Sean Chandler is up and loosening. He's on 3 days rest.
A one. Low and blocked by Garcia. It's a ball and a strike. Sean Chandler, one of the newest riders. Connor Piatto was, but back off of the roster as Jordan Procession activated earlier today from the dev list. Long look down from Kent. Now set at the belt for the break-even pitch. Here it is. Hard ground ball towards Hare at second. He eats it up. Throws to Hare. That's Foscue to Hare for out number three. Big time work for Zach Kent to get out of back-to-back walks to begin the fourth. And a big double play turned by the first baseman, Trey Hare. And a ground out ends the threat in the top of the fourth. Score holds. Travs in front of Frisco 2-1 on Tuesday night.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Harris ready for the first pitch. Drops a bunt down the third baseline. Tough play for Rizzo, and he lets it trickle fair. Hello, Dustin Harris. His second hit of the night.
I don't think you could sit out there and roll a ball better down the third baseline, and Dustin Harris just bunted it. That was perfect. Right along the grass. Thought it might hit the lip and roll foul, and that's what Rizzo hoped, but a perfect bunt against the shift.
How about that? Sets up a righty-righty for Blaine Krim. First pitch from Stout. Off the end of the bat, and a little dribbler up the middle of the infield. Sliding stop from Polkovich, and a throw is a little high, but to Shiner in time. Action on the base pads. Harris to second, but Krim retired at first. What a stop by the second baseman, Polkovich.
Oof, that's a heck of a play. Of course, Krim not the fastest runner in the world, but step slide on the backhanded stop.
So Harris now in scoring position at second. Riders trail 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Stout sets. Harris running for third, should say. Throw down is going to be in time. A dot from Jake Anchia. And there's quickly two gone. Next toss misses. Now two balls, no strikes to Foscue that on his first pitch, flew out to shallow left center, 2-0. Fastball pounds the zone for a called strike one. Promising start to the inning, and Harris was running for second, what might have been a hit and run. Krim up the middle, just didn't have enough gas on it. 2-1, and a called strike two. Stout now cruising, bases clear, two outs. The 2-2. Called strike three. And after a bunt single for Dustin Harris to begin the bottom of the fourth, he's thrown out 2-5 from Jake Anchia. And a strikeout from the starter Stout to clear us through four. Score holds. Travs in front, 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger.
You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this, utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
The Riders are back on the road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It'll be Zach Kent back on the mound for Frisco, and I'll hand things over to Mr. Zach Bigley.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Tanner Kerwer starts it off. Zach Kent steps off, and we'll reset things. Top of the fifth inning, 2-1, Arkansas out in front of the Rough Riders. Here's the wind back of the pitch. High skyscraping pop-up back behind home. Garcia gets rid of the mask, back to the warning track at the net, and he watches it land about 2 feet in front of him on the other side of the net for a foul ball. It's 0-1. Rough Riders jumped out in front first in this one, an RBI single from Dustin Harris in the bottom of the first inning, and an RBI single from Riley Unroe tied it up. And an RBI groundout by Jake Shiner gave the Travs the lead. Rough Riders fell behind in their first meeting with Arkansas back on opening night. Pitch home. A liner up the middle into center. Martinez coming on, still coming, and it falls in front of him for a base hit. A soft floater from Tanner Kerwer. A single into center. And Caden Polkovich at the top of the order stands back in. Third time through for the Travs. Rough Riders scored two in the eighth inning and a 5-4 win on opening night. Took the second game 8-7 and then fell in the conclusion of the series. But still took the series. Lefty at the plate, the righty's pitch. Slips high and outside, one ball, no strikes. Five in a row after winning their opener in Wichita. 1-0 pitch. A strike on the upper edge, outside corner. Good job by Garcia, the catcher, snatching it and placing it back on the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Rough Riders falling on Saturday, but winning the conclusion of the series in Midland. 1-1. Down low and inside, Garcia faked a back pick. Didn't deliver a throw. Two balls, one strike to Polkovich, who's 0-for-1, and he walked and scored the go-ahead run in the third. Infield up the middle at double play depth. They played a pull for the left-handed batter. Righty's 2-1. Runner takes off, swinging a grounder up the middle. Foscue, oh, it hit the runner. He's out. So it hits the base runner, Tanner Kerwer. He's out number one. And Caden Polkovich is awarded first base.
It looked to me like he was looking and checking the ball, and I don't know if he thought he'd just be able to straddle and go right over top of it and try and avoid the double play, because it was not far from Justin Foscue at second, but that's a tough break.
When's the last time you saw that on a ground ball hit that softly? You usually see hard liners that hit the base runner. But Joe Rizzo hits now from the stretch, and the pitch home. Breaking ball. Settles on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. It was just a little roller out to second. Would have been a double play if he hadn't been in motion, but he was in motion, and like you said, looked like he just wanted to straddle it. 0-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, 1-1. But instead, it's a runner's interference. It goes down as an 0-for-1 in the scorebook for Caden Polkovich. Offering into Rizzo. Down low and inside in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Kent got into a lot of trouble in the fourth inning, walking the first two men he saw. Line out to the first baseman, Trey Hare, for a double play, and then a ground out to end the inning. Kent issues in the 2-1. Actually, a throw over to first before that. He had 64 pitches through four innings. Now working on 72. He comes set. Long hold. Kicks and delivers. A hard charge into center field right at J.P. Martinez. The center fielder makes the catch without even moving a muscle. Two outs. Talk about position perfectly. Put that thing on a string right to center field. And there's out number two. 2-1, Arkansas leads at top of the fifth inning. Jake Shiner bats. Kent looked like his night was coming to a close in the fourth inning. Sean Chandler was up and loosening. Here's the set. And the offering home. Shiner swings, lines it down the right field line, and it hooks foul. Right into the Arkansas bullpen. 0-1. But Chandler has since sat down. And Kent, who's working on a season high in pitches, continues to go. Season high, 67, back on April 12th. That was before tonight. Kent readies in the 0-1. High pop-up in the infield, back behind home. Garcia back near the warning track, and again, he watches it go into the seats. 0-2 on the first baseman, Shiner. So Kent getting a chance to go five innings, which was really a theme in Midland. Four out of the six games, Rough Riders had starters go at least five. And on Sunday, Cole Reagans recorded the first out of the sixth. That was the first time that's happened for any Rough Rider starter this year.
And it came in good order, too, right in the heart of that three-game winning streak and into Sunday.
0-2 home. Misses low. One ball, two strikes. So that would be a good precedent to start here in this series for Zach Kent to go five, not only for the Rough Riders pitching staff, but just for Kent in general. Through five innings, if he can get out of this frame here with two outs and a runner aboard. He holds, still holding, still holding, still holding, and now kicks and fires. Chopper to third. Ornelas gives ground. Fields, pirouettes, throws onto first, and gets Jake Shiner for the final out here in the fifth. No runs across and a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 to the Travelers on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Carry a 2-1 deficit into the home half of the fifth inning. Johnny Ornelas, David Garcia, Trey Hare. Here's the first pitch to Ornelas. He swings, drives it back up the middle on the ground. Unroh, a diving stop to his left. Throws on to first, not in time. Ornelas beats it out on what would have been a spectacular play by Unroh. Full out, full extended dive to his left. He got up to his feet and threw a one-hopper to Jake Shiner at first, who picked it out. But Johnny Ornelas showing off his speed. And it's a hit in consecutive innings now for the Rough Riders trying to climb back from down one.
And I think they're... That's Dustin Harris last inning, and now Johnny Ornelas, two bats that you trust to lead the inning off, but starting to get a little bit more aggressive maybe on Stout at the plate, both first pitch swinging.
There's Garcia now, first offering. That one dips low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's a good point. First pitch bunt by Harris, and we saw Krim swinging first pitch right after that as well. Rough Riders not wanting to get deep in the count against Stout, who has four strikeouts through his many innings. Rough Riders' fourth hit tonight, the offering. Down low and inside to Garcia, and it's two balls and no strikes. Garcia had a massive home run in that series against Midland. Go-ahead two-run shot on Thursday. In the top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders' 6-1 win over the Rockhounds. The pitch is hit on the ground out to second. Polkovich has it, flips, turns onto second for one, throws to first, and it's not in time, a little bit low. They do eliminate Ornelas on the 4-6 fielder's choice. Garcia at first base for Trey Hare. Rough Riders trailing 2-1, home half of the fifth. Rough Riders have really turned up the power as of late after hitting just 3 home runs in their first 9 games. They have now cracked 18 in their last 12 entering tonight. And they would certainly love one here from Trey Hare. He's looking for his first in a Riders uniform. Here's the set. And the offering home. Swing and a miss and an elevated breaking ball. And it's 0-1. They look like the 2015 Royals. Last 12 games looked like the 97 Seattle Mariners. Throw goes over to first. Garcia's back in. That was a fun year, 97. Rangers had some good players that year, too. They finished third in the division, but Pudge was on that team. Domingo Cedeno, they had some good guys. The pitch. A swing and a miss blew it by him.
What's fun about those is that, I mean, stats and numbers, I guess, weren't as big as they were then as they are now. But to be able to go back and see how those teams stacked up.
The offering, chopper to first. Shiner has it on the back end, flips to second for one. Return throw back to first, got him, double play. Wow. 3-6-1 double play. Levi Stout covers his position, and Trey Hare chops into the twin killing. Rough Riders turned away here in the fifth. 2-1. Travelers lead as we go to the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent back out for another inning of work here in the top of the sixth. Here we were thinking that, hey, Kent might not even make it through 4 innings a couple innings ago, and now he's into the sixth. The Riders trail 2-1.
Yeah, we thought starting last inning he'd be done it, and I think Sean Chandler is on standby. Things go awry for Kent, but he's picked it up and he's trimmed down the pitches here the last few innings.
Here's the wind back and the offering home to Larson. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Well, it was Sean Chandler. Now Chase Lee has gotten up and started loosening for the Rough Riders. A little revolving door action on the bullpen. 1-0 toss. Outside to Larson. It's two balls and no strikes. It's Jack Larson, Zach Deloach, Cade Marlowe, middle third of the order for the Travs, leading 2-1 here in the top of the sixth. The right-hander peels back and offers. Chopper foul right side. Two balls, one strike. The DH Larson, as Chris alluded to earlier, wasn't with the club first go-around on opening weekend, playing in just his 10th game here with the Arkansas Travelers. 2-1. Hard grounder right side. Foscue slides in shallow right field. Up to his feet, and he throws him out at first. Justin Foscue with a very pretty play in right. The second baseman off to his left had a long way to go, ranging back and to his left. Down to a knee, was able to gobble it up. Got up to his feet and had plenty of time to throw out Larson for the first out. Heck of a play from Foscue, and Zach Deloach stands in, but that is all she wrote for Zach Kent tonight. So he records the first out in the sixth. Hey, that's tied for the longest start of the season for a Rough Riders pitcher, tying Cole Reagans, who did it on Sunday. Jace Lee comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen when we come back with the Rough Riders trailing 2-1 here in the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders are back on the road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas. Affiliates of the Oakland Athletics, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Love. Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're not used to seeing Chase Lee this early in ball games. Usually it's the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders with a 2-1 deficit out in front of them. Chase Lee, who has filled in as mostly a closer and late game reliever for the Rough Riders, is out in the sixth inning taking over for Zach Kent, who went 5 1/3, tying the longest start by any Rough Riders pitcher this year. It's his longest start of the year. And nobody aboard, no inherited runners for Chase Lee, who comes set, and the sidearm tosser delivers home. A slapper foul left side by Zach Deloach, and it's 0-1. So Lee faces the left-handed batter as a right-handed pitcher. Chase Lee has been just absolutely unfair against righties this year. The 0-1. Inside, it's 1-1, but he's looked human against lefties. One of the more dominant guys in the league haven't allowed anything close to a run. 1-1. Slips inside. It's 2-1. 13 strikeouts to 3 walks for Lee over his 10 innings, spanning 8 outings. This is when he's vulnerable facing left-handed batters. 2-1. Inside. 3-1. 3-pitch arsenal for the right-hander. 4-seam, 2-seam, and a slider. That 4-seam is new this year. Trying to learn how to climb the ladder on guys. He initially just threw a 2-seam and a slider when he was drafted. 3-1. Fastball inside. Leadoff walk. Deloach aboard. I should say the first man that Lee faces walks, not a leadoff walk here in the inning. There's one out. And Cade Marlowe, the center fielder, makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders down 2-1. Another left-handed batter. And you wonder, in some instance, here's the set. And the pitch home. Just off the outside corner, 1-0. After all, the minor leagues is all about development. Maybe they wanted him to face a couple lefties here in this situation. Here's the set. 1-0 pitch. Grounder, first base side, and foul. And it's 1-1. And this is a good opportunity for him.
Certainly would be the case. And, you know, you got to think if you're Chase, too, you want to be welcome to that challenge. And If it's a stat that you've struggled with so far to start the season, why not work at it? And a Tuesday game here, no better chance with the leverage that you've got.
1-1, outside. Two balls, one strike. Jokingly, earlier this season when chatting with Lee, we asked him, what are you trying to do against lefties? Obviously, you're so good against righties. 2-1. Slips outside. Three balls, one strike for back-to-back batters now from Lee. And he laughed and said, trying to give up singles? Trying to get to the righty who's on deck?
Right. Nothing deep.
Yep. The offering home. Just outside for ball four. So back-to-back walks. Very uncharacteristic for the Viper, as he's known. Ken Chia, yes, he is a right-handed batter. 2-1, Arkansas leads at top of the sixth inning. While at Alabama, Lee, a side armor, became beloved by fans. He's a really good late-inning reliever. The offering in. Fastball strike in the inside corner, and it's 0-1. He was a side armor. That became side winder, and that eventually became the Viper. And the nickname stuck. Said everyone always asks him about it. Here's the set. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider inside edge. 0-2.
Little snake skin on the glove, too, he told us earlier in the season.
It's a good look. And Gia steps out. The catcher today, 0-for-1. He walked, and then he lined hard into that double play to Trey Hare, the first baseman, back in the fourth. Lead from the stretch. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider down low and inside. Chase Lee picks up the K. A big one, and there are two outs here in the sixth.
And on three pitches, too. Three what looked like guessing swings from Anchia, just trying to locate contact on the ball. And that's, I mean, that looks like that's going to jam him at his hands and almost finishes in the middle of the plate. So that's just a really good movement on a slider from Chase Lee. Tough to see. Just likes to work away from those right-handed hitters. Has trouble with these lefties or a switch hitter in Unroll.
That is indeed. Here's the pitch. Fastball comes across, belt high, strike outside corner, 0-1. 2-1, Arkansas leads it, top of the sixth inning, 2-on, 2-out. Grant Anderson is loosening out in the Riders' pen, another right-handed sidearm thrower. Lee probably just going this one inning, or two-thirds, 0-1. Chopper third base side, Ornelas has it, and he's in a stare down with the runner Zach Deloach. He turns, runs to a close here in the top of the sixth. Couple walks, no harm done for Chase Lee as he gets the last two outs of the frame. Rough Riders trail 2-1. They're back on offense when we come back. Bottom half of the sixth inning coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to begin May with a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, which features a loaded promotional schedule. On Friday night, the Riders roll out FC Dallas night. Fans can come early to get their co-branded Riders FC Dallas scarves. Then on Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby at the Diamond, featuring racing-themed on-field games, giveaways, and more. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Sandro Fabian. Just high and outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-1 in the home half of the sixth. Slider top of the zone. This time it catches, and it's 0-1. Fabian a ground out to second, back in the third. Stout winds back and deals. Check swing roller out to second. Polkovich charges. He picks, throws onto first base, and gets Sandro Fabian for the first out. One away, and here's J.P. Martinez as Levi Stout continues to roll. He's faced the minimum since the second inning, allowing just two singles, a Dustin Harris bunt single and a Johnny Ornelas infield single. Stout has been flat out untouchable. Here's the wind back and the pitch home. A swing and a foul back in Anchia. 0-1.
He's just worked really fast, Zach. I mean, you look at the pitches thrown. 14 in the first inning was his most amount of work. He's been less than 10 in the last two half innings.
Ultra efficient for the right-hander who winds back in the 0-1. Fits it just inside. Two balls, or make it one ball and one strike.
What's hard to believe is we talked about it both of those innings leading off with hits.
The righty's 1-1. High pop-up, left side, foul territory. Rizzo into foul territory, onto the warning track, and he watches it two rows deep into the stands. 1-2. You mentioned those back-to-back innings with hits. Dustin Harris eliminated on the caught stealing. Johnny Ornelas in a double play. One and two on Martinez. The pitch. He fouls it straight back. Still 1-2. Martinez started off the game in the home half of the first inning with a foul ball that went 366 feet down the right side at plenty of distance. And then the next pitch. Here's the 1-2. A check swing and a pitch down low and inside. He was able to hold up. Two balls, two strikes. He hit a little roller up along first and was able to use his speed to beat it out. Whatever works. Here's the wind back of the 2-2. Martinez balls and two strikes. And Martinez has just been on fire. Over his last 14 games, hitting 316. The pitch, a swing, and a miss. He struck him out. Got him down low. Fifth strikeout, first out. Two outs, and here's Ezekiel Duran. But sometimes a hot hitter is no match for a hot pitcher, and that's what Levi Stout is right now. Stout making his fifth start of the year. Here's the wind back and the offering in. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes to Duran, who's 0 for 2 today. Riders trailing 2-1. Two out, spaces clear here in the sixth. 1-0 toss. Up high, 2-0.
See how they go about it, because this could be the last batter face for Levi Stout. They've got the lefty Colin Kober warming in the pen.
2-0. Low and away, 3-0.
Lefty Dustin Harris waiting on deck. He's 2 for 2 tonight. Duran can make something of this at bat. Might see a change.
3-0. Strike across the outer edge of the knees. Owen, or make it 3 balls, 1 strike. Stout peels and fires. Hard ground ball back up the middle. Sliding stop, Polkovich at second. He gets up, throws onto first, and just gets Duran. Oh, it nearly took out the feet of the pitcher, Stout. And then a fantastic play by Polkovich behind him. His second backhanded sliding stop today, and he threw onto first for the out. 2-1 Travelers as we go to the top of the seventh, where Chris Jarrett takes over on the play-by-play. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here's the right-hander Grant Anderson getting loose out on the mound as we return to Riders Field on a chilly Tuesday night. On the dot, 8 o'clock from Riders Field as the right-hander Anderson getting loose. Close the book on Chase Lee, just two-thirds of an inning that they turned to him for. Two walks, a strikeout, no runs, no hits. Tanner Kerwer standing in. 9-1-2 go the Travs. Anderson's first pitch home. It'll float outside. One ball, no strikes to the left fielder Kerwer. Reached on a fielder's choice to end the second. Base hit form in the fifth. 1-0's in for a loud called strike one. Around the Texas League earlier, Tulsa and Wichita were delayed. That one's still delayed. Ball and a strike. Missing low. Now a 2-1 count for Anderson. Stirrups. Come set. Righty-righty on Kerwer, the 2-1 pitch. Nips the outer edge. And it evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Anderson last time out, two innings, four strikeouts. 2-2. Hard ground ball, third baseline, picked and stopped by Ornelas. Long throw to first, they got him. We've seen some fine defensive plays tonight on both ends. And there's one gone here in the top of the seventh. Anderson retires the first batter face. On a fine stop deep down the corner. Top of the card for Caden Polkovich. Righty-lefty matchup to the switch-hitting second baseman. First pitch to him. Anderson tried to breeze it in quickly, but it misses 1-0. Polkovich had the hot ground ball with Kerwer at first after he led the inning off with a little bloop single off to center. 1-0. Opposite way and a flare shot foul into the seats. Pinball is right back to the first few rows. It's about as easy as they'll come. Yeah, give it to the kid. We turn it away. Ball and a strike. Popped him up. And this will sneak out of play. Now one ball and two strikes on Polkovich, the second baseman. 2-1 ball game. It's been that way since the top of the third. Fourth, fifth, and sixth. All scoreless on both ends. Beautiful night in Frisco. The 1-2. High fly ball out to shallow right field. This will be tricky for Fabian. It's the second baseman, Foscue, that's down the right field line, hauls it in. Two quick outs for Anderson to win the ball game. Base is empty, two gone for Joe. What was it, San Antonio that... You had the fighter jets just constantly on standby over the ballpark the entire time. First pitch to Rizzo inside for ball one. That's pretty cool that the top of the third had a flyover.
I feel like...
They kick off every inning with a flyover. That was awesome.
I feel like they were on a loop throughout the entire series.
1-0. fastball at 93. Misses high. Two balls, no strikes to Rizzo. Bases empty. Two gone in the top of the seventh. Travs lead it 2-1.
The Air Force base right next to the ballpark there in San Antonio.
2-0 pitch. Called strike one to get Anderson started in the at-bat. We'll go to San Antonio again the 1st of July.
Yep.
It'll be July 4th week. Back at the Wolf. 2-1. Garcia tried to bring it up from the dirt, but it's three balls and a strike now. That'll be one of the trips that I'm lucky enough to go on. We'll go next week to Tulsa.
Woohoo!
That'll be a you and I trip.
Heck yeah.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
3-1. They lost him for ball four. Two-out walk to Rizzo will bring up Jake Shiner, the first baseman. He's 0 for 3 tonight. I'm certainly ready. I haven't traveled since 2019. And I know this year you hadn't traveled last year with this team, so.
Yeah.
Really excited to be back in what feels like a baseball rhythm. 2022.
Something different about the road.
Yeah. Well, from a broadcaster's perspective, for sure. First pitch to Shiner. Checked his swing for a called strike one.
I mean that in a positive way.
100%. Yeah, road broadcaster, you feel like you have pregame, just more time to watch batting practice. Take it in a little bit. 0-1. Waited on it, and a tapper foul towards the Riders dugout. It's 0-2.
Doesn't get much better.
Well, and at home, a lot more responsibilities that stack up pretty quick. On the road, you can enjoy it a little bit. Take a breather. 0-2 pitch. Just left it outside. Crowd liked it. Works the count to a ball and two strikes for Anderson. Mentioned the last time out for him, a clean two innings. Looking for the same here in his first frame tonight. 1-2, runner goes. High fly ball. In a big fly out to left field. Harris tracks it a few feet in front of the warning track and hauls it in for the final out. Grant Anderson, a two-out walk. Doesn't let it scathe him. Comes in and retires the seventh with no damage done. No runs, no hits. Man left aboard. We've arrived at the stretch at Riders Field. Travs lead it 2-1. Harris, Krim, Foskey do up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-3. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Levi Stout's night is done. Colin Kober in from the Travs pen. In a 2-1 ball game, given the task to try and preserve this one-run lead for Arkansas on the road. Dustin Harris, 2-for-2 night, though, tries to combat that as he leads off the bottom of the seventh. Righty-lefty matchup. Kober set at the belt, kicks and throws. Snaps in for a called strike one. 79 out of the sidewinder. Kober had some healthy face air. A long flow out the back of the cap. 0-1. It hits Dustin. Ran right in on him. Hard to react on those. Dustin even did try and scoot out of the way. But has to wear one on the right thigh. He's aboard.
Ready for a crazy stat, Chris?
Let's hear it.
This is the 22nd game. That is the 28th batter that Arkansas pitching has hit. 28 batters hit in 22 games.
He almost dodged that. Looked like it just skipped off the back part of the right leg for Dustin. A speed throw to board, nobody out. First pitch to Krim. In there for a called strike one. Looked like the first, or the same, should say, first pitch that Kober threw on Dustin. Little front door slider. Righty, righty. And the 0-1. Outside and a stab by Anchia to keep Harris at first base. Counts even, a ball and a strike. Another guy that I thought of and I saw today at batting practice was Josh Stowers, who just can't catch a break in terms of hit-by-pitches this season.
He was hit earlier and his elbow swelled up to the size of a grapefruit. And he was hit on the helmet in Midland, and then he was hit on the arm the next day.
1-1. Big two. Yeah, I heard the Sunday one. Front door slider has Kober in front of ball and two strikes. Nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. 1-2 pitch. High fly ball out to left field. Kerwer drifting back. Settles underneath and hauls it in. Harris trying to tag and now scampers back to first base. And a quick relay from Kerwer to get it back into the infield. One gone in the seventh. We spoke in between the innings that bat has, or I should say the ball has flown differently off the bat. I think Shiner's fly out to left field to end the seventh was really well hit. It just died in the air. That off the bat of Krim got a little reaction out of you there.
Yeah, I thought he hit it pretty well. Just 96 miles an hour off the bat. So just missed it, but still looked pretty good off the bat.
Here's Justin Foscue. First pitch. It's in there for a called strike one. Heavy slider from the side thrower, Colin Kober. Harris at first base. He's been getting some big leads, but Anchia has already thrown him out tonight once. The 0-1. Back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Kober returning for 22 after spending all of last season in Arkansas. Last time out for him was rough. Just one inning. Three walks. Next pitch misses outside. Take from Foscue to try and work it back in his favor. Now 1-2. One out in the bottom of the seventh. Dustin Harris representing the tying run at first base. Kober set. The 1-2. Runner going. Pitch outside misses. The throw down. Not in time. Dustin Harris has a stolen bag tonight. Advances to scoring position. One gone in the bottom of the seventh and an even. And now time called as the pitch clock resets. Jared Gettert more than ready to give the green light to Harris at third base. See if Foscue can put him in motion. Two balls, two strikes from Kober, the pitch. Left it outside. Too much run on the slider now. Three balls, two strikes. Foscue entering with an OPS over 900. The batting average just south of 300 at a 289. 3-2. Low and lost them for ball four. One out walk to put the Riders in business. And now two aboard for the third baseman, Johnny Ornelas. Guy that you love to see come to the plate in this spot.
Ornelas swung it just about as well as you possibly could over the last 2 weeks. Hitting 370 entering into this one, but there was a stretch where over eight games he was hitting over 600. And over his last 16, hitting exactly 400 entering tonight. already has a base hit.
So Ornella stands in as another lefty getting loose. First pitch inside, almost hit him. Backed him off the plate for ball one. Colin Kober, a hit-by-pitch and a walk here in the seventh after Krim flew out to left field. The 1-0 offer in there. Turns to the fastball for strike one. Kober, a four-year guy at McNeese State, working 1-1. Here's his break-even. Inside, it's away from the right side of the plate. Two balls and a strike. One gone in the bottom of the seventh. Both teams with four hits. But a run back in the third inning for Arkansas has them in front. The 2-1 will wait. Dustin heads back to second. 2-1. Pitch to Ornelas. Wave and a miss for strike two. Got a good one and bit on the depth of the breaking ball out in front of the plate. Two two. Ooh, just missed inside on the slider. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Everybody standing watch in the Riders' bullpen. Payoff pitch to Ornelas. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two gone now and two aboard for David Garcia.
That slider's been good from Kober, and that time Ornelas was way out in front on it. Looked like he was guessing fastball, and he was way out in front on the slider. Good pitch from Kober.
Opportunity for Garcia to try and put the base runners in motion with Harris at second, Foskew at first, and two gone. And a righty-lefty matchup for the catcher, David Garcia. First pitch to him. Drops the slider in for a slow strike one at 77 mile an hour. Ben Onishko, the lefty warming for Arkansas. 0-1 pitch. Fastball low and away. Ball and a strike. Frisco had in numerous times. They did it against Arkansas twice in that opening weekend. Can they do it again? The 1-1. In the air, left field. Little floater towards Kerwer and right to him. Plucks it down for out number three. And a hit by pitch and a walk. But Colin Kober out of trouble in the bottom of the seventh. We go to the eighth inning, and the Arkansas Travelers still lead it 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's rock!
Help us celebrate Cinco de Mayo as the Riders wear their Copa de la Diversión jerseys for the first time this season on Thursday, May 5th, and take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Join the party with the Blue Northern Heart Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission to Thursday's game and into the largest Lazy River party in baseball with $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Heart Seltzers. And for the entire ballpark, half off all beer and wine. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Close ball game. Travelers lead it 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you at Riders Field. Righty Grant Anderson getting ready for the top of the eighth. He'll face 5-6. Starting first with the designated hitter, Jack Larson. Lefty bats. The pants rolled up to the knees in the first pitch from Anderson. Scoots him back, but just missed it inside for ball one. Next toss. Over the net. A late swing. Evens up the count on Larson. A ball and a strike. Grant Anderson, the native of Port Arthur, Texas, was drafted by these Mariners back in 2018. The 1-1. Loudly hit, but foul. Over the seats to our left. Towards the concourse. Now 1-2. Actually went to McNeese State with Colin Coburn. The righty reliever just got out of a jam in the seventh. 1-2. High to even up the count. Coburn actually left McNeese State as the program's all-time saves leader. Good to see Anderson speaking with some former teammates before the game. 2-2. Floater outside. Fills up the count to the leadoff batter, Jack Larson, in the eighth inning. Anderson actually faced Arkansas already this season. Matter of fact, twice, back-to-back nights. 3-2, outside for ball four. Second walk allowed by Anderson after giving Rizzo the free pass in the seventh. The only trouble he had before the stretch. It's a two-out walk. Zach Deloach has been a problem tonight. He's no stranger of walking. He's done it in his last two trips to the plate. Righty-lefty, the first pitch. In the air, shallow territory in left center field, and into the glove of a dashing Harris. Now a play at first base, the long throw in, about a half second too late. Larson gets all the way back. He's retired for the first time tonight. That one kept curving and curving right to Dustin. Thought that that would just hang and drop in left center. Good speed. He got there.
Well, a guy who's still learning the outfield, but he has that really good speed and able to track that ball down.
Here's Cade Marlowe. First pitch. Tapped off Garcia, and he got jammed on the glove. No balls and a strike to the center fielder. More on Anderson. Just the third of an inning that he recorded on opening night. Two walks, but no damage allowed, no strikeouts either. That was his first appearance, 0-1. Over the net. Quickly 0-2. Then we saw him on April 9th in what was the season debut for Levi Stout, tonight's starter for Arkansas. He went five innings, two earned runs on three hits. Frisco got on the board in the bottom of the second and was scoreless until the fifth. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Marlowe chases and done on strikes in the top of the eighth. Two gone. Larson still at first base. And the catcher, Jake Anchia, is next. Frisco in the fifth inning got one after a leadoff double from Kellen Strom. A wild pitch brought him in. Put Frisco in front. Righty-righty. First pitch to Anchia. Misses outside. Ball one. So Stout would not see a win. David Ellingson came in for the six, and that was when Frisco got to work. They ended up scoring seven runs from the fifth through the seventh innings to take a big lead. 1-0 is popped high in the air. Garcia with the mask off behind home plate. That went into the seats. One ball and one strike. So Frisco led 8-4 going into the final inning in a ball game that looked pretty safe. And here comes Grant Anderson. Zach, back-to-back-to-back solo home runs. to make it a one-run game. 1-1 outside, and Garcia stops it to keep the count. Now 2-1. Larson at first base, had the leadoff walk. He's been there since. One pitch line out from Deloach. Marlowe on three pitches, folded on strikes. Now the 2-1. Hard off the bat into right center field. Martinez drifting over, but it's to Fabian, the right fielder. Hauls it in for out number three. We'll tie up that story on April 9th on the second appearance for Anderson as he's through two innings, and we go to the home half of the eighth inning. Riders trail 2-1 in the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New man in the ball game, and it is the left-handed throwing Ben Onishko. Checks in for Arkansas in the bottom of the eighth inning. Frisco trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. In a chilly Frisco, Texas. Woke up and walked out the front door in a polo. Right back inside for the quarter zip.
U-turn?
Yes. Lefty-lefty on Trey Hare to begin the home half of the eighth inning. And the first pitch zooms in. Fastball called on Hare to get us going in the home half. 0-1. Riders held without a hit since the fifth. 0-1 pitch. Outside. Looked like the same pitch. Count is even at a ball and a strike. Just two hits since the first inning for Frisco. They have had four base runners, and two of those four came in the last half inning. 1-1. Hard ground ball right side. Two hops and right to Polkovich. Throw to first in time. One gone. Bottom of the order, right fielder Sandro Fabian due up now. More on Anderson. This season, Zach, three earned runs, and they all came in consecutive order in that April 9th game. Back-to-back-to-back solo home runs. He has been flawless since then. It's continued here tonight. Lefty-righty action on Fabian as he's ready for the first pitch. Here it is. Wave and a miss, strike one.
Yeah, just one unearned run, as unearned might describe, not his fault. He has been really, really good, and that's been awesome to see. I mean, it was him and Tyler Thomas last year that came up with this club from Hickory.
0-1 toss. Chopper foul, third base side. There's a stab by Getter. 0-2.
It's easy to compare the two. They came up around the same time. They're both sidearm throwers, one right, one left. But they both struggled a little bit last year, and they have really settled in for the season. And they've become two of the best arms in the Rough Riders bullpen. It's been awesome to see.
0-2 to Fabian. Watches strike three. Done on three pitches. Two up, two down for Onishko out of the pen. He's got the glasses on. Faces the top of the order now in J.P. Martinez. Onishko, a triple-A guy, started last year. Back with the Travs. First pitch to Martinez. Watches strike one.
Obviously, you don't want to have Martinez get out right now, but this is the top of the order.
A one. Missed it low. Even count, ball and a strike.
At the very least, you will have a good chunk of the heart of your order due up in the bottom of the ninth with your last ups.
1-1. Tight inside. Now two balls and a strike on Martinez. He's been retired on strikes last two at-bats. So you do have Duran, Harris, Krim, Foscue, or Nellis. The guys
that's
you hope
pretty
to
good.
See. Yeah, it's a big stretch. 2-1. Low and outside. Martinez been patient in this trip to the plate. He struck out on three pitches in the third. Worked a full count in the sixth. And went down swinging. Now sitting 3-1. Onishko's pitch home. Low and outside. Ball four. Martinez working a two-out walk to bring Duran to the plate in the eighth.
On top of that, Lou Jacobson is warming in the Rough Riders bullpen. He's been really good out of the pen as well. So at the very least, trying to keep it where you are, but you like that two-out walk.
The lefty Onishko will be plenty busy checking JP at first base. Of course, you don't want to end the inning on the bases. Here's Ezekiel Duran, lefty-righty. First pitch, chopper foul. 0-1 to the shortstop tonight. Tying run at first base in a 2-1 ball game. Next pitch, high and outside. Count is even at a ball and a strike. Duran, 62 at-bats against righties, 14 hits he's produced. A fraction against lefties. 1-1, runner goes. Off the end of the bat, into center field, base hit. Martinez rounding second, and he'll head to third and gets the stop sign from Jared Getter. Two out single from Duran. They get 15 hits on righties and 63 trips to the plate. Runners at the corners in the eighth. And two outs for Dustin Harris.
Well, putting the game in motion played out perfectly for Jared Gettert as the second baseman Polkovich was going to cover the second base bag. That would be a routine ground ball out to the second baseman, but because he was going to cover the bag, it was behind him. Looked like he was in the matrix trying to make his way back towards the ground ball, and he couldn't get there. That's a huge hit. And runners on the corners, this is back-to-back innings where the Rough Riders have two runners aboard.
Former big leaguer and Travs manager Colin Cowgill out from the visiting dugout. That will do it for Onishko as he's allowed back-to-back batters to reach base. Runners at the corners, and the Travs digging into their bullpen. We'll step aside at Riders Field with the tying run at third. Go-ahead run at first in the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary. We'll be right back.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Righty reliever Travis Kuhn in from the pen for Arkansas. Hasn't allowed a run in five of his last six. And here he is to try and settle the bats down for the Riders in the bottom of the eighth inning. They've got action on the corners. Martinez at third. Duran at first base. Righty lefty against Dustin Harris. Here's the first pitch. Dustin sees one in the zone for strike one. Harris aboard all three trips to the plate tonight. RBI knock in the first. The only run scored tonight by Frisco. 0-1. Chopper off home plate. Foul. Quickly, Kuhn in the driver's seat. No balls, two strikes.
Remember, all this happening with two outs. Ground out, strikeout, and then walk single. Friday's trying to manufacture something.
0-2, Duran going. High fly ball, foul, pulled down the first baseline. That spoils the jump that Duran had for second. He'll head back to first base. And a shake of the head for the young outfielder. 103 off the bat on when he turned on. Stays 0-2. And the pitch. Back up the middle. Slow chopper for Polkovich. He'll throw to first. A little low, but plucked by Shiner. For out number three, the righty reliever Kuhn comes in and shuts him down. The game's tying run stranded at third base. We go to the ninth in a 2-1 ballgame in the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Come be in the presence of some of the best to contribute to Texas Rangers baseball every Wednesday at Riders Field. New this year, Texas baseball legends give fans the chance to meet some of the best names in the game. On Wednesday, May 4th, Bally Sports Southwest's Emily Jones will be in attendance for a meet and greet.
Let's go down and say hello to Emily Jones. Emily?
Check out our approved Texas baseball legends list online and find out more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher into the ballgame, and for the ninth inning, I'll send it back over to Mr. Zach Bigley.
All right, thank you, Chris. Lugers with Frisco trailing 2-1. Top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders took a 1-0 lead in the first inning. Arkansas with runs in the second and the third, and there has been zero since then. Rough Riders have had their chances, though. Two on in the seventh with one out. Couldn't cash in. Runners on the corners with two outs in the eighth. Same result. So Jacobson, the left-hander, takes over for Grant Anderson. He faces Riley Unroh, the right-handed batter, in the eighth spot. From the stretch, Jacobson deals home. Hard grounder, third base side. Easy play for Ornelas to his left. He scoops it, and the Riders' third baseman throws across the diamond for out one. One up, one down on one pitch here in the ninth inning. That brings Tanner Kerwer to the plate, who's 1-for-3 tonight with a single back in the fifth inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Arkansas. One run, five hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Jacobson's pitch. A strike across the outside corner at the belt. It's 0-1 on Kerwer. Right-handed batter against the hard-throwing lefty. Jacobson has been very good for the Rough Riders this season. We've said that about a lot of guys. 0-1. Off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. One ball, one strike, I should say. Jacobson, the 26-year-old, stands 6'5", 190 pounds. Southern California native, making his eighth appearance for the Rough Riders. 0-1 with a 1.17 ERA this season. It's just allowed one run. The pitch, high and away, 2-1. One run in 7 2/3 innings, 9 Ks. And opponents are hitting a paltry 0-80 against him. Ridiculous. The pitch is hit in the air out to center. Right at J.P. Martinez, who shades into right center, makes the catch, and they're two away. Yeah. 2-1, Arkansas leads it. Two outs here in the top of the ninth, and back up to the top of the order, fifth time through. Caden Polkovich makes his way to the plate. Polkovich, 0-3 today. He walked and scored a run in the third, reached on a runner's interference in the fifth. From the stretch, Jacobson issues home. A high fly ball to right center field. Fabian back, he's under it. He makes the catch, one paw out in front of his ball cap, and the side comes to a close in easy 1-2-3 fashion for Lou Jacobson in the ninth. Rough Riders trailing by a run. They'll have 4, 5, and 6 due up. They need 1 to tie, 2 to win it on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities. Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Krim starts it off. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Travis Kuhn back out on the hill. It's Blaine Krim, Justin Foscue, Johnny Ornelas, 4, 5, and 6. And the first pitch. Krim watches a strike on the outside corner with a slider at the knees, and it's 0-1. Krim 0-3 tonight. He was robbed in his second at-bat on a great play by Caden Polkovich at second. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Krim hitting 284 with three homers entering tonight. From the stretch, the 1-1. Just off the outside edge, and it's two balls and one strike. Discounting the day off yesterday, Krim is homered in two straight days. 2-1. A strike with a slider on the outside edge right at the knees, and it's two balls and two strikes. And making it a third straight day here would tie this ball game up. Even count leading off the ninth. Rough Riders trailing by a run. 2-2 is what? Krim spoils it foul out of play right side, reaching out, poking it into the seats. Rough Riders, five hits tonight, out hitting the Travs 5-4. They have not found the scoreboard since the first inning. Right-hander is 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider. Elevated it. He picks up his first strikeout. Kuhn came in, recorded the final out of the eighth inning, getting Dustin Harris to ground out. And here's Justin Foscue. Second appearance for Kuhn against the Rough Riders. He threw in the finale of that three-game series to open the season on April 10th. A shutout inning. He did hit a batter, but struck out one and didn't allow anybody to cross the plate. Offering home. Fouled back into the glove of Anchia, the catcher. 0-1. Foscue 0-2 with a walk. Stance from the stretch. Right-hander's pitch. Hit foul out of play right side, and right away Kuhn is ahead. 0-2. And Travis has been very good this year. Entering today, 10 innings, he's allowed just 2 runs, a 1.80 ERA. He hasn't allowed a long ball this season, and opponents just hitting 206 against him. He pins the glove to his left hip, has his sign, closes off from the stretch, the 0-2. Fouled back. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Foscue's lone home run this year, a grand slam against Northwest Arkansas. Last home series, Foscue did not homer on the road in Midland, but he did double 4 times. Right-hander sets, 0-2. Strike 3 called, upper edge, outside corner. Foscue down looking, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Kuhn here in the ninth. 2 outs, bases clear for Johnny Ornelas. 2-1, Rough Riders trail here in the series opener. Last chance, Johnny Ornelas. He has 1 home run this year. He was in the series finale against Northwest Arkansas 2 weeks ago. Offering home. Takes a strike, outside corner, 0-1. Ornelas 1-for-3 with an infield single. Pitch. Inside and missed with a slider. 1-1. Righty-righty matchup. If we get that far, David Garcia on deck. Right-hander steps off, retoes the rubber. And the 1-1 on the way. High and tight, bends him back. 2-1. Frisco will send Kevin Gowdy to the hill tomorrow. Stephen Kolick. Strong pitching matchup for game 2. 2-1 on the way. Hit in the air, foul right side. And the Rough Riders are down to their final strike tonight. 2-2. Trailing. Rough Riders hoping to go into that one with a 1-0 series win. Or series lead, I should say. It's going to take a lot from Ornelas right here. Kuhn has his sign and sets. Closed off third base side of the rubber. He kicks and brings in the 2-2. Outside, 3-2. Infield back, outfield the opposite way. Rather shallow for Ornelas. Here's the set. And the payoff pitch. Chopper foul, third base side. Actually a fair ball. Rizzo picks it, throws onto first, and gets Ornelas for the final out of the ball game. And the Rough Riders fall tonight by a score of 2-1. Arkansas, a run in the second, a run in the third. That's all they needed tonight. They take the opener here in Frisco. A final score of 2-1. Chris Jarrett has the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This is Mother's home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network final tonight to begin a six-game series. Arkansas comes in here and puts two on the board early. As Zach mentioned, that's all they needed to get the 2-1 win over Frisco tonight. That snaps a five-game skid where Arkansas won game one on Tuesday against Wichita, but then they fell and dropped the last five of that series. So they come on the road and top the Riders to begin this six-game series. Take a look at the box score tonight for Frisco. It was Dustin Harris that really powered the way. He finishes 2-for-3. As a matter of fact, four hits between the top three batters on the card tonight. Martinez, Duran, and Harris combined to finish 4-for-10 at the plate, but you go 4-through-9 and just one hit combined between all five of those guys. I should say all six of those guys, beg your pardon. A combined 1-for-20 with Johnny Ornelas recording the hit. He finishes 1-for-4, but bottom three hitters go 0-for-9 and 9 strikeouts for a team, just 2 walks. Meanwhile, Arkansas tonight, this could have been the difference, 4 strikeouts, and they generate 8 walks as a team. So the Riders go 1-for-5 in scoring position. You might think, not terrible, but they just did not have a lot of guys in scoring position. Really good go for Levi Stout tonight, where this season he's had a decision in every single appearance he's been in, and that continues. After the loss against Frisco, back-to-back wins, and then a loss to end the month of April last time out in Wichita, but gets back on the winning side of things and now is 3-2 on the season. Again, 5 appearances and a 3-2 record, so a decision in every single game for Stout. He strikes out 5 in 6 innings tonight, no walks, incredibly enough, and earned run on 4 hits, and the ERA staying now at a 3.46. Kuhn comes in and picks up his second save of the year. Inning and a third, he strikes out 2 and was able to mute the storm in the bottom of the 8th for the Riders with runners at the corners and 2 gone. And then he comes in and strikes out 2 to begin the 9th and gets a Johnny Ornelas ground out to end the game. Zach Kent for the Riders gets the loss, his first decision of the year now, 0-1 on the season. 4 walks for him and just 2 strikeouts. But how about no Riders to record an out, should say no Riders starters this season to record an out in the 6th inning. But now back-to-back games where they've done so. Cole Reagans goes 5 1/3 on Sunday, and now Zach Kent tonight 5 1/3 despite the loss. Really good stuff from the Riders relievers, Chase Lee, Grant Anderson, Lucas Jacobson combining for 2 strikeouts despite 4 walks, no runs, no hits. So really good stuff from those three to come in and be able to quiet things down. Nobody with a multi-hit night for Arkansas. It was a really, really quiet offensive game. Matter of fact, it was a 1 run on no hit inning in the top of the 3rd that gave Arkansas the advantage. And on a ground ball put in play by Jake Shiner, Caden Polkovich came in to score. That was the top of the 3rd. You think how some of these games have gone for the Riders this season, scoring in the game far from over. But that would do it. Nothing after that. We'll go ahead and take a final trip around the Texas League and start to close our broadcast. Stick with us. And end tonight's broadcast with us. We'll look ahead towards tomorrow and the rest of the week coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Done before 9 at Riders Field. Tonight, a ballgame that took 2 hours and 12 minutes. A shiner when you look back at the box score at how fast this one moved. Really, when you think about it, we didn't have any scoring after the third inning, so you'd hope that this ballgame would move quick, and it certainly did. Unfortunately, Frisco falls tonight 2-1, the final score, as they leave 13 men stranded aboard. Arkansas leaves 17 on base in tonight's action. Springfield and Northwest Arkansas in a shootout. 15 combined runs and hits still going on. They're in the bottom of the seventh in a game that started the same time as ours. 10-5, Springfield in front, trying to work their way to double-digit wins this season. Let's see if they can do it. San Antonio and Corpus Christi in a locked-up ball game. Wow, a lot of offense around the league tonight. 7-7 currently the score. Hooks scored 3 in the bottom of the second after San Antonio scored 2 in the first. So it's really been back and forth. After that, in a 3-2 ball game led by the Hooks, the Missions with 2 in the fourth, Hooks with 3 in the bottom of the fourth. Then 3 for San Antonio in the top of the sixth. One more by Corpus Christi to tie the game back up in the bottom of the sixth. So back and forth in that one, and that will be a really fun box score to dive through when that one goes final. Amarillo with 4 in the bottom of the second, 2 with 14 combined hits in that ball game. Tulsa, Wichita, we mentioned earlier tonight, delayed start to that ball game, and they're going to go ahead and postpone tonight's game and move it to a Sunday doubleheader. Drillers and Windsurge will play 2 on Sunday, likely move up the start time or just start and play 2 7-inning contests on Sunday to make up for tonight's postponement on wet ground. So no action in Wichita tonight against 2 really good teams in the Texas League. And then, of course, our score, 9 hits total. Frisco out-hit the Travs tonight 5-4, but Arkansas comes out on top to start out the 6-game series 2-1, the final score. Again, looking ahead to tomorrow, May 4th, May the 4th be with you. Star Wars night at Riders Field. And then every Wednesday is Texas Baseball Legends in Frisco. And an awesome guest that we look forward to tomorrow from Bally Sports Southwest. Emily Jones will be in-house for a meet and greet. So get out to the ballpark. Tickets still available. A 6:35 start time. We'll be on the air about 30 minutes out with a 10-minute countdown starting at about 6:05. And certainly looking forward to bringing you the action as the Riders try to get back in the win column tomorrow night, and excited for that one. A tough one tonight, and hoping that Frisco can bounce back tomorrow night. With the loss, Frisco moves to 14-8 on the season, and Arkansas now 10-12 this season. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jared, saying so long one final time from Frisco, Texas. Folks, we hope you have a great rest of your night. If you caught any of our action tonight, big thanks to you. Take care. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Riders Field just past 6 o'clock and a 6:35 start time in Game 2 between Arkansas and Frisco. Have a great rest of your night, folks. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.